Warning for chapter 6. I can't do a French accent. Sorry, guys. Chapter 6. You were such a naughty boy, Sebastian, cooed Miss Redding, the only French language teacher at Westbrook School for young gentlemen, and now ladies. English was her second language, and though she spoke English just fine, it was with a particularly cheerful and flirtatious-sounding accent that brought blushes and pitched tents alike to the students of the until recently boys-only academy. The buxom blonde-haired and blue-eyed young teacher was a magnet for the nearly virginal school of the boys of the academy, and her bubbly, flirtatious personality simply made it all the easier for her to always have a willing pet boy toy at the ready to play with, as she was doing now. Miss Redding sat in her desk in the empty classroom, reclining in her comfortable executive chair, her cheeks flushed slightly pink as her blue eyes gazed down at her student, Sebastian. The slender, black-haired student was sitting on his knees beneath Miss Redding's desk, holding his teacher's left foot with both hands. Her expensive stockings had been ripped at the seams as he greedily sucked and licked each of her pink-painted toes in turn. Miss Redding giggled as she felt her student's slippery tongue slowly lap at each of her digits, making her squirm under the attention as she returned the favor. Her right foot, the stockings also torn open, resting against his stiff cock as she slowly moved her foot back and forth. Sebastian is a German name. German boys are always so very naughty, Miss Redding giggled, pushing the smooth sole of her foot against the underside of Sebastian's cock, pinning it against his uniform shirt as she slowly stroked him off with her smooth sole. Sebastian tried to mumble a response, but Miss Redding giggled and pushed her big toe into his mouth to silence him. Much to her delight, the boy sucked eagerly on her cute little digit, and she smiled, her toes gripping the tip of his throbbing cock as she ground her foot into it. The boy flushed, groaned something indecipherable, though Miss Redding knew full well, by the intense throbbing of her student's cock beneath her foot, that he was about to burst. She pinched the throbbing head of his swollen cock between her big toe and her index toe, stroking it swiftly as her sole caressed the shaft. Sebastian groaning out suddenly as his cock began to enthusiastically spurt cum. His cheeks flushed, and he swayed dizzily, Miss Redding giggling as cum rocketed from the tip of his purple head, splashing and splattering all over the front of her pupil's pristine uniform shirt as he moaned around the mouthful of her soft pink toes. She moved her foot slowly, making sure every last drop of cum was coaxed from his young, hard cock, the thick, creamy cum coating and dripping off the toes of her right foot as she smiled and pulled her left foot back, lifting the cum-covered digits of the right foot up as her student began to suck the cum from them. Miss Redding watched him intently as he lovingly lapped up all of the thick sperm he had shot all over his teacher's neatly pedicured toes, the woman's face practically flushing scarlet with excitement as she watched him. Once the last digit had been licked clean, leaving them glistening with Sebastian's warm saliva, Miss Redding rolled back into her chair and snapped her perfectly manicured fingers sharply. All right, you naughty boy. Now it's my turn to come. Sebastian eagerly crawled out from beneath the desk, the front of his uniform spotted with splattered sperm, though he did nothing to clean himself up. The black-haired boy instead carefully unbuckling the front of his pants and letting them fall down his smooth, slender legs as he slowly bent over the desk, presenting the smooth curve of his pale ass to his teacher as Miss Redding reached into the top drawer of her desk and produced a small jar of petroleum jelly.
Not that stuff. It's all sticky and hard to wash off, Sebastian complained, wiggling his supple little ass as he frowned up at his teacher.
And that's why it feels so good.
His teacher replied gleefully as she dipped two fingers in the jar of lubricant and then pushed them between his supple cheeks, her fingers effortlessly sliding into Sebastian's hot pink love hole. Once his warm little boy cunt was properly lubed up, Miss Redding slipped her fingers out and admired the way his cute little hole stood out like a pink target in the pale curve of his young ass. A target for her cock. Miss Redding reached down and unzipped the side of her tight black skirt, letting it hit the ground at her feet as she bent and carefully removed her black silk panties, leaving her wearing only a tight black blazer and a pink silk dress shirt. Her groin was waxed completely smooth, only serving to visually enhance the dimensions of her stiff and gorged cock as it bobbed excitedly in front of her. Her heavy pink balls were separated from her cock by a thick black leather cock ring, studded with black metal spikes all around the length. A similar leather, spiked ring also tightly secured at the base of her very thick cock, causing the member to swell up to nearly 9 inches. The numerous veins standing out taut against the skin, visibly throbbing and pulsating. I am to have dinner with my husband shortly, so I have no time to discipline you for tearing my stockings. Now take it, like a good bitch. With that, Miss Redding smeared the bit of the remaining greasy lube over the thick tip of her throbbing pink dick and unceremoniously shoved it up her student's ass. Sebastian resisted the urge to clench his moist little boy cunt as she suddenly forced herself inside of him, knowing full well that he would tear and she would more than likely keep fucking him until she was finished. So he shifted around, gripping the edge of the desk in front of him with both hands as he took his teacher's massive cock. A sultry giggle escaped from his teacher's lips as she began pushing her hips forward, not stopping until her student's plush little rear was pressed firmly against her groin. The entire length of her cock, right down to the ring, nestled deep inside of his incredibly warm body. Immediately, she began to move, watching with an almost sadistic grin as Sebastian's, until recently, virginal hole struggled to take the length, his smooth, elastic little fuckhole stretching outward, only to be pushed back inside as she forcefully thrust forward into him.
Ow! Ow! Miss Redding, the spikes are hurting me,
Sebastian protested, hissing sharply in pain each time she thrust forward into him. Indeed, each time her body roughly smacked against him, the spiked band that was clenched around her balls smacked noisily into his, the sharp metal spikes giving him little pricks and pinches each time. Oh, shut up, you little bitch, Miss Redding hissed, her cheeks flushing as she breathed very deeply, roughly topping her cute little fuck toy. Take my dick like a good boy. It's what your little hole was made for. The woman groaned enthusiastically, their bodies smacking loudly together as her monster cock violently slid back and forth inside the boy, causing him equal amounts of intense pain and pleasure as he clung to the desk. Despite her sugary sweet exterior, Miss Redding was an aggressive, almost insatiable top. Her charms only made it easier to find tight young holes to use and throw away as she saw fit. Her hand fell with a loud slap to one of Sebastian's supple cheeks, her fingers digging into his flesh and leaving behind a throbbing red handprint that seemed to excite the woman as she pushed her hips even harder forward. Sebastian could feel the powerfully throbbing tip of his teacher's large cock pushing deeper inside him. Deeper than any other cock in its inexperienced little hole had ever taken. But with her mammoth member, every time was like the first time, and we found it hard to take the abuse.
Almost there,
she hissed excitedly, suddenly putting one foot up on the desk, her knee bent as she leaned forward, grasping his hair in both hands as she used the new angle to drop her weight forward, slamming the entire length of her cock from tip to base inside him in one sudden move. Sebastian cried out, his gray eyes going wide as his teacher suddenly began hammering her cock into his poor hole, causing him to squirm around. Despite his attempts to escape the rough fucking, she continued to piston her cock hard into him, using her grip on his hair to push him face down into the desk, holding him in place while she pounded his slippery hole with wild abandon. Just as the boy felt as if he would pass out, Miss Redding gave one more forceful shove of her cock, planting it balls deep inside of her pupil as she practically howled out and came. The band around her balls slowed the contraction, making the orgasm last much, much longer than it should have, coaxing out an abnormal amount of cum in the process as her eyes rolled back into her head, her body shuddering as she sprayed thick jets of her potent seed deep into Sebastian's stomach. She slumped over her student, vigorously kissing the side of his neck and face while she savored the afterglow. The boy lying there stunned as cum welled up around the edge of her large cock, plugging his boink hunt.
Sebastian, if you keep being a good boy, you may even get an A from me.
She licked his cheek and smiled, but he said nothing, breathing hard with his eyes half closed. There was a loud metallic whistle from outside. Miss Redding turned her head quickly.
What?
She blinked and stood, her cock slipping out of poor Sebastian's hole, a torrent of cum leaking out of his swollen, gaping fuckhole that was wrecked by his teacher's monster cock. As her student lay there quivering, Miss Redding strode over to the window, her very well-endowed member swaying gingerly back and forth between her legs. She pushed open a hole in the blinds and looked down onto the playing field from the second floor, seeing a red-headed teacher in a black tracksuit and a similarly dressed male student trailing behind her as she surveyed a group of the school's new cheerleaders.
Ah, Miss Angeli and the new cheerleaders. This should be interesting.
The woman smiled and turned, finding Sebastian limping very awkwardly around the front of the desk, clinging onto it for support as he attempted to retrieve his clothes.
Lightweight,